Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for your faithfulness, for reaching unto us, even to bring us to yourself. Thank you for the great love that you have extended to us to bring us to the family of God. Father, we say, Lord, you give us the grace that we will not reject this great love, but we will receive this great love and will be what you call us to be. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to continue our study on the Samaritan woman. And in the last program, we ended with the question of Jesus asking this woman to go and bring her husband. And we're going to see the cleverness of every human being here. Why we get stuck in our walk with the Lord. Verse 17, I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is quite right. The smartness of every human being. Verse 19, sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain. But you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. This woman was trying to avoid that question that Jesus was asking her. Jesus was saying that, go bring me your husband. And say, I have none. It is true she has no husband because the Bible said Jesus revealed to her that the one you are living with is not even your husband. And Jesus said it was right. But Jesus was reaching to the very core of the life of this woman. That very thing that had been hindering her to enjoy the fullness of God. And the woman cleverly changed the subject and said, sir, I can see you're a prophet because you have told me every secret. This is what we must do as Christians. Don't let us hide that sin in our life. The Bible says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. That's what 1 John says. 1 John 1. From verse 7. It says that if we say we have no sin, let me just read it to us. From verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, it's faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins. If we claim to have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar. And his word has no place in our lives. Chapter 2, verse 1. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. The Bible says that when we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. The truth is not in us. But if we humble ourselves and we confess that sin, and we don't start to just say that everybody is doing it, I'm not the only one, why should I make myself to be so strange in this? Everybody is committing this sin. No, it's not. The issue of the kingdom of God is a personal issue. You know, we are not going to the kingdom of God in a company. You are going to make a personal decision to walk to the kingdom of God. Therefore, even if everybody is committing a particular sin and you want to make the kingdom of God, tell the Lord about it. God, he will be happy that you come to him in humility to confess that sin. The Bible says that If we say we don't have that sin, it is not true. In your heart of hearts, you know that weakness in you confesses to the Lord, and the Lord will give you victory. The Bible talked to us again in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Don't let us justify that sin that we are committing secretly. Even those evil thoughts, don't let us justify them. Let us see them as strongholds, and that God will help us if only we can approach the throne at that time and say, Lord, this is the problem I am facing. Give me the grace. We don't know the reason why this woman has been married to 5 husbands. They are husbands. It means that she lived with them as a woman. We live with a man. They live as couple. We don't know. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's annoyance. Maybe it's unfaithfulness. Maybe it's worldliness. Maybe it's extravagance. We don't know the reason. But it's the same reason that make her to leave the first husband, the second husband, the third husband, the fourth husband, the fifth husband. Until she now said, well, I will just throw it away. I don't want to get married again. All those men, they are just fools. They are just the same thing, because I've gone through 5 of them. All of them, their brain is wired in such a way. I don't know which planet they come from. You know, I listen to women when they talk about their husbands. That if you know the brain of that man, and thank God, I don't know. And I don't want to know. And they will say that man is because you don't know him. He's so awkward in his thinking. They say so many things. It's because you have not dealt with yourself. This woman repeated the same mistake, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, until she met Jesus. I don't know if you want to reveal that thing to Jesus at this time. Don't forget that the one that loves you most is the one that knows you best. Reveal yourself to him and say, Lord, this is who I am. I am a backbiter. I have a wrong tongue. I am so abusive, Lord. I am too extravagant. I waste the money of the family. And I try to justify myself. I have a bad temper. I have broken so many things in the house. I scare my husband so many times. And I've taken over the control of this home. Because of the way I act, I have destroyed my children. Confess it to the Lord. Don't change the topic. Don't go to the bathroom when the pastor is hitting that point. I say, okay, here they go again. They don't even know what I'm going through. They just go. They go on the pulpit and they say so many things. And then immediately you want to feel like going to the bathroom. And on the way you meet another friend. And then you talk and talk until the sermon is over. And the word of God is not able to get to the root of that problem. Allow the Lord to deal with that root and uproot it from your life, so that you will start to be a blessing to your generation. The woman said, sir, I can see that you're a prophet. Our fathers worship on the mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Look at this woman. This woman knows about God. It's only that he does not have God. She does not have God, but she, just like somebody will know the limousine, but never entered into a limousine. As a limousine, an extra long car. Very good. About 8 windows. And then it's driven, really, and you can give the description, but you have never entered into it. Then you don't know limousine. A lot of people know God at a glance that, that's God. But they never know him, so they cannot relate with him. This woman knew about God, but did not know the one that brings people to God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, right in front of her. How many times have you wasted that time that Jesus had come into your life, and you just refused to accept him? Is causing a lot of problems. You can receive him today, even as you are hearing this message. You can say, Jesus, come to my life. I'm not going to live this life by my own effort again. Enough of religion, enough of tradition. I want to really have intimate relationship with you. And there are problems when we just know tradition and religion without having Jesus. Problem will start to show in our life. This woman said, well, people have said so many times that on this mountain, why, what is this mountain? Is that mountain Gerizim? That the Jews, when the Jews, they had their own place of worship in Jerusalem. And the Samaritans, they said that we will not go to the Jews, we have our own place of worship. And so they have their own place of worship on Mount Gerizim. And so the Jews, they concentrate on Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And the Samaritans, they worship on Mount Gerizim to reach God. Now, this woman is inquisitive, which is a very good thing to be able to search and ask questions. She asked the Lord that, that's very good, a good opportunity, Mr. Prophet. I've been having this problem. People said that you in Jerusalem, you are worshiping God. We on Mount Gerizim, we say we are worshiping God. Now, tell me, where must we worship? Where are we to worship? Is it on this mountain or is it in Jerusalem? Jesus declared, believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. A time is coming. And this time has come, the time of salvation, the time where you don't have to restrict God to a particular location, the time when God will make your life his kingdom. He said the kingdom of God has come and is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. The Lord is using your life as a kingdom now. And that kingdom must worship the Lord, the one who is the king. Jesus is telling this woman that, believe me, woman, a time is coming, and it is now, when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Are you restricting your life to a particular location? Are you restricting your life to a particular place? That is only when you get there that Jesus can hear your prayer. The Bible is saying that, don't restrict the Lord. Because God is everywhere. The power of the Lord is everywhere. You have to come to that knowledge that Jesus cannot be restricted to a particular place for Jesus to hear your prayer. The Lord was able to make this clear to this woman that in your walk with the Lord, if only you can take the living water, if only you can take the gift of God, then you will know that God cannot be restricted either to Jerusalem or to Mount Gerizim. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name in our walk with the Lord as we aspire just to know him. May he reveal himself to us. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you because you are the Lord. Be thou glorified. We want to know you, Lord, and the power of your resurrection. We want to relate with you as children, we relate with their father. Lord, give us the grace to forsake our sins. Give us the grace to confess and to receive victory in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace to know you, Lord. Give us the grace to walk with you, that we'll be able to fulfill the purpose of our living. Thank you, Father, because you can be trusted. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.